You may have heard last segment we were talking about the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and all the wonderful grand intros that their showman, George Shea, will regale us with to start the event. Well, I guess he has some kind of relationship with Ham.
Yeah, we went back a couple years, and he's been sending this the last couple of years. We think he's a P1.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
and awesome. Love that.
He kind of looks ahead to see who's filling in on Fridays, usually after the 4th of July or whatever day it falls after the 4th of July, the 5th. And
not always Friday.
Not always Friday, yeah. And he'll send intros for the morning crew.
Oh, wow. What a nice thing
it's a really cool thing he does, bad acting. And he has one, this is shock you boys, for each of you two.
Elf and me?
Yeah.
No.
Somehow he got the short notice. DJ's got butt flu or whatever he's got. And so he prepared for us today an intro for Mark Elfenbein.
A man who is so loud, you can hear him all the way from Coney Island when he whispers. A man forgotten by time for being the inspiration for the Torah. A man through the sheer volume of his voice has made first contact with intelligent life light years away without knowing it. A man whose broadcast voice is so loud, I once had a conversation with him and now have to scream to hear myself. A man who wears so much cologne, he is a spark away from creating a fireball that could be mistaken for a nearby star. A man whose wit is as dry as the matzah found when Pompeii was excavated. A man so horny despite his advanced age, he could give a blood sample and it would be pure Viagra. He is unmistakably more Jewish than a menorah, Mark Alejandro Elfenbein.
I didn't realize your middle name was Alejandro.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to check with my father real quick. Alejandro.
Yeah.
That's not named after anybody we know. I love how you worked in matzah.
That's why you've been
George.
Asking.
George, as I said. I like how he worked in matzah.
Yeah. I don't know if they found matzah at Pompeii when it was excavated.
Right next to the guy that got cemented for all time.
That's true.
Holding.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of George.
What a great introduction.
That was very nice of George.
He also has one for Monty.
Oh, okay.
A man who loves sausage so much, on a Sunday afternoon with friends, he nearly made the pig extinct. A man so craven for laughter, that as a joke, he got cancer on his ass. A man who once lost his keys on the way to get food, and in a panic, ate his leg in a quarter hour of desperation. A man who during the craze of the game Pokemon Go, was often mistaken for being a Snorlax. A man so horny, he nearly bankrupted the companies of Fruit of the Loom and Jockey, when he one weekend blew through all his socks, literally. A man who can unite all women behind one purpose, that they would all never have sex with him. Yeah. A man whose jokes are as funny as the first time Gordo issued them. He is a walking joke. Just kidding. Rolling joke. Justin Peg Montemayor.
Oh, my God.
Or Montemayor, who knows?
Did he mean Peg Leg?
Oh. No, not Peg Leg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what DJ's recovering from?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, right. Such bravado by George.
Yeah, but there
really
we have it.
Leaned into it.
He's got intros for both you guys.
Let me check my email here. I have one from...
By the way, you want some of my cologne for your sex?
No, I don't want it to turn into a giant
fireball.
Dylan Reedy fireball. Let me check my Gmail here before we exit. What is this from?
You got an email?
George.Shea at Yahoo? I have one here.
I thought that was from badacting@yahoo.com.
No, apparently he wrote one for you as well. The ticket's history of board operators will be studied by future scholars for millennia, producing the likes of Psycho Dave, Grooves, Expo, Pop on Jill, Tyler Samsel, and David Mino. A man who is willing to use his mouth in any way he can to be mentioned with any of those greats is Matthew Dahmer Birmingham, also known as Ham. Named after food despite having a loose concept of what that actually means. Only Ham and other uneducated hobos believe the third most popular vegetable, okra, shares the deep depths with swordfish, seahorses, and hammerhead sharks.
Ah, bingo.
A man whose broadcast style resembles other titans of live broadcast commentary like Howard Cosell, Al Michaels, and Pat Summerall. If Howard Cosell, Al Michaels, and Pat Summerall were hit in the head by a tire iron repeatedly before every game. Baffling nutritionists from here to Timbuktu. Ham's total body weight fluctuates between a hefty fourth grader and a down-on-her-luck Eastern European meth addict. He keeps his little boyish figure in bottom shape with a regular diet of fried chicken, fried potatoes, fried chicken, and fried potatoes. A man who can only get his little turtle head to peek its head out for the woman he tricked into marrying him as if she's role-playing like Batgirl after the Joker shoots her. Yes, that confined her to a wheelchair. His hobbies are playing the drums for drunk P1s, half-understanding Ranger games, and having Sean Bass set up next segment's audio for him during the break. His only foes are vitamins and simple English words like the, this, and a. He is Ham!
Amazing.
That was great.
Yeah. What a good guy.
How does he know what happens in breaks up here?
He's a P1. He's really plugged in, apparently.
My wife's not Barbara Gordon.
You make her dress up like that, apparently, in a wheelchair. All right. Oh, well, thank goodness. You very much, George Shea.
George,
you did
good
a wonderful
stuff.
Job. Yeah.
Always a pleasure every year.
Yeah, music was a little loud. All right, it's 8:50 here on the ticket.